Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to Language Lab. This week's word is boring. That's right, the word boring. Let's first start with the dictionary definition of boring, which means not interesting, tedious. It is an adjective. Interestingly, the word boring came into the English language mid-1800s as a verb, as a verb meaning to make someone feel weary and uninterested by tedious talk and dullness. Now, why am I encouraging us to think about the word boring when really this podcast is all about how we can use language in ways that are fun and different and novel? It's for precisely that reason. So it is two things got me thinking about the word boring. One is a piece of research that I've been working on, and the other is yogurt. So let's start with the research. So we're taking a look, Claxon, my company is taking a look at the way nonprofits use language. And so what we found is, and we'll be revealing all of that when the time comes, but on the initial analysis, what's striking, among other things, is how few words they're using, right? And so of the 250,000 words in the English language, they're only using like a small percentage. So if we take this as a reflection of how we as individuals approach language, it's interesting because some words we have to use, right? We have to use function words like and, if, but, all of those things. But the content words really make up the vast majority of our language. It says our adjectives and our verbs and our nouns, right? Blue sky, bright spot, yummy yogurt, all of these things. And we're all so different as individuals, and yet we're using the same words, which is a little antithetical. You would think that we would use our words as a reflection and that they would reflect the differences among us, but that doesn't seem to be what's happening. So now let's turn to the yogurt. I recently have become addicted to this yogurt, Siggi's, S-I-G-G-I apostrophe S. It's an Icelandic yogurt. On the top of the container, it says, more protein than sugar. And then in parentheses underneath that, it says, with none of those weird, vexatious sweeteners. Now, when is the last time, one, that you've just seen the word vexatious used? What a great word. And two, in relation to something as, in the grand scheme of things, mundane as yogurt. Such an interesting choice. So then, of course, I got curious and I had to look at the other yogurts in my fridge. Now, so I'm looking at another one, the company shall remain nameless, because theirs is pretty boring what they have to say. I mean, only natural ingredients, peach on the bottom. Okay, there's nothing interesting about that language. If I went into the grocery store, you know, dollars to donuts or dollars to yogurts, there would be a whole bunch of other yogurt containers with very similar language. And yet, each of these yogurts has a unique selling proposition. There is something different about them, and they're not using language to reflect that. So, I want to encourage you this week to think about language. And I want you to start by listening to the words that other people are using and then comparing the language you use to the language of others, just to see, just to gather information about whether or not you're really using words in a way that reflects your personality, that reflects your values, that reflects all of those things. In an effort to make our language usage less boring. So go ahead, give it a try, have fun with it, and let me know how it goes, and I will talk to you next week.